Yes, Michelle?
What are you laughing about? Are you listening to someone's phone call right now?
No. I was thinking about coal.
Coal makes you laugh?
Because I'm getting heat for regulating coal. See, coal, heat. I think that's funny.
Don't quit your day job.
Do you want to hear a knock-knock joke?
I do not.
Now that's funny.
What's funny?
I'm listening to someone's phone call.
Just someone at random, Barack?
No. I think this is Paula Deen.
Paula Deen? Why would you listen to her?
She says she would like to deep fry your vegetable garden, Michelle.
That isn't funny.
Well, it's the way she says it.
I would think you would want to listen to Edward Snowden's phone calls.
Well, I am.
Oh.
He's in my other ear. But he's not funny. Do you want to listen?
I'm not the president.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. I've got some drone strikes to authorize.
You have to go down to the sit room?
No, I can do it from here.
Who were they, Barack?
They were number 2 and number 3, Michelle.
I thought you got 2 and 3 yesterday.
I did, but these were the new 2 and 3. 2 days ago, they were 4 and 5.
It's hard to keep track.
Well, not really.
What now?
Snowden, he says that numbers 4 and 6 have been promoted to 2 and 3.
Russian intelligence is pretty fast.
Yeah.
What's Paula Deen saying now?
Oh, this is funny. She wants to have a banquet to celebrate the Supreme Court shooting down the cornerstone of the Civil Rights Act.
What will I wear?
Oh, we're not invited.
I was kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
4 and 6?
Got 'em.
That was Janet Coleman and David Dozer from yesterday's CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare from Pacifica Radio in New York City. We'll hear more from them in a minute after I welcome you to the Inner Side Radio Show. My name is Scooter, and Texas is in love with Wendy Davis. Me too. Let's get her in as governor, then the White House. It just so happens I'm looking for work right now, and if there's one thing I know, it's how to make Texas-style campaign assault ads full of innuendo, buzzwords, and personal attacks just this side of a lawsuit. So if you all know anybody over there at the Democratic Party, tell them I'm for hire. I just threw a couple of these together for this evening, so consider this an audition for head smearmonger and hate slimer. I'll be playing them throughout the show, like a audio resume. So check it out, spread it around, and put me to work. Wendy Davis for governor.
Rick Perry spent millions remodeling the governor's mansion. With more chandeliers than Liberace, Perry loves Brad Pitt movies while doing his hair. Who do you want for governor? A real mom or a mommy's boy? Vote Wendy Davis for Texas governor.
Hey guys, Will Durst here with an important message from your friends at the NSA. Dear U.S. citizen, please accept our most sincere apologies for any anxiety or aggravation the secret monitoring of your phone calls and email and GPS units and foreign travel and DNA and bank accounts and, yes, even your snail mail has evidently caused. We here at the NSA strive for the perfection of our service, which depends on the chronic obliviousness of you, our valued customers. Unfortunately, due to one disgruntled deadbeat who ran away to China to avoid government persecution, which is like joining the army because you're tired of people telling you what to do, you now know of our continuing efforts to keep you safe. This was never our intention. When you are even tangentially aware of the absurd lengths the National Security Agency will go to keep you and your loved ones out of harm's way, our mission has failed. If you knew half the crap we have to slog through here, your hair would curl like pinworms on a hot plate. Yes, we're pretty much keeping tabs on everything everyone says and does all the time. Folks, don't worry. Nobody's actually listening to any of this stuff. We just got really good at collecting it. If it makes you feel any better, think of this whole enterprise as an exceedingly long government-subsidized episode of Hoarders. And seriously, anyone who didn't suspect this kind of snooping was going on is not to be trusted with knives in the kitchen without a fencing mask. Privacy is so 20th century. And come on, you share the regularity of your bowel movements on Facebook, but we check around to find out who's making phone calls to Al-Qaeda and suddenly everybody's nose is out of joint? You kidding me? Besides, what could be more democratic than spying on everybody? To ensure this glitch never occurs again, we are in the process of rectifying the glitcher in order to return our service to the high-level quality that you, the citizens of America, have come to expect. For the inconvenience we have caused, each household will receive 3 free months of HBO, just in time for True Blood. Thanks for understanding, and don't bother looking for us, we'll be looking for you. Sincerely, your ever-vigilant friends at the NSA. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. For the CCCP, I'm Will Durst.
Wendy Davis can stand for hours in pink sneakers. Rick Perry said he could do that in heels. But they don't make pink cowboy boots in Texas. Rick Perry has to order them special from California. Rick Perry, a Boy Scout ahead of his time? Vote Wendy Davis for Texas governor. She buys her shoes in Texas.
Thank you all for coming. As you know, our listenership has been dwindling steadily. There's Sheila in Queens and Tom from the Bronx and Peter, Paul and Mary from Ronkonkoman. The rest we don't hear from, and we want to continue to not acknowledge the digital revolution that has affected the rest of the world, but continue in our private universe oblivious. But as we rely on our listeners to support our operations, we think we should jiggle around the programming to liven things up a bit. Some of our choices will strike you as questionable, ludicrous, and delusional, but we polled a great many people. Well, okay, I can't say that. There were three of us at a bar. Most of this was drawn up on bar napkins after several rounds of beer chasers. We like it, and we think there's magic here, and it corresponds to our mission for the first time in 50 years. It's always useful to go back to the roots of things. So here goes. The feminist show Now Men Here will be paired with the late-night sexist bastard show Emissions, hosted by Dr. Booty Juice. The Jewish show, Meshuggahna, will be paired with Free Palestine Now. If world leaders can't make it happen, perhaps we can on the airwaves. The Occupy show. Well, you started something at Zagotti Park. It was astounding. Brazil is just a case in point. But you've been quiet of late, so we thought, what about pairing the former Federal Reserve chairman with the Ayn Rand reader show? We thought that would perk things up a bit. The Opera show. To be paired with deep meditation. The Talking Tourette Show with Just a New York Minute. And you news people who think you're protected by the First Amendment and don't think your editorials should be idea-driven, we've accepted underwriting from the Koch brothers, Walmart and Nike, because your equipment's too expensive, and we've outsourced the newsroom for a sweatshop, so you'll have to work at home at the moment. The religious show, Muslims Today, the JC Club and the Angry Buddhists. We noticed you all think you're right, but you're all using different words for the same idea. So we've combined your airtime to Bismillah Amen Mustafa. Global movements, we didn't want to do it, but we've paired it with Colonics. The Hacker Show will be hosted by James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, who's showing little of it. And the Pursuit of Happiness, wait, what? What was that? Okay, we'll come back to that one. Feed Your Mind with Narcotics Anonymous, The Science Show with the Freudians. Thank you for coming tonight. It's showtime.
Wendy Davis wears a bra. Does Rick Perry? Let's ask his wife. Wait, she's out back with the pool boy. And they're both cheating on Rick Perry. Pool boy, the best paying Texas job Rick Perry has ever created. Vote Wendy Davis for Texas governor. She doesn't even have a pool.
Sanford Police Department.
Yeah, I want to report a
a suspicious black guy.
Okay.
Something's wrong with him.
How old is he?
Late teens. He's on drugs or something.
Can you tell us what he looks like? Give us a description.
Yeah, like skinny, like he's got a striped shirt and glasses and suspenders, and his pants are too short, and he's harassing a family.
Is this? Are you describing Urkel? Are you watching Family Matters, sir?
Yes.
Sanford Police Department.
I was just at the Gap, and I want to report a rack of hoodies. A black guy was looking at him.
Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a pothole.
All right.
It's a pretty big pothole. It's going to damage some vehicles.
Okay, where
is... It's black.
What?
The pothole is black.
The pothole is black?
I mean, if I had to assign the pothole a race...
Okay, we have to keep this line free. Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a black guy beat up Rihanna.
George. Sanford Police Department.
I want to report some suspicious black guys.
Is this George?
No.
Who is it then?
It's Gorge.
Gorge?
It's Gorge, Blimmerman.
Hang up the phone, George. Sanford Police Department.
Hello. I want to report some suspicious black guys.
George, hang up the goddamn... Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a guy... abducted some children.
Okay.
It's a black guy.
Okay, do you know what he was wearing?
Like army clothes, and he had like a beard.
Okay.
And he turns the abducted kids into child soldiers.
Are you...
He's a bad guy.
Are you talking about Coney? The Coney video?
Yes.
Okay, look, we need to
I'm gonna buy a wristband.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Wendy Davis supports the Constitution. Rick Perry lines his bird cages with it. What's with all the bird cages, Rick? Wendy Davis has a dog for a pet, like most Texans. What does Rick Perry have against dogs and Texas? Support Wendy Davis for Texas and the Constitution.
Long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, but now that's just a memory. Used to be we'd shop with ease, never would eat antifreeze. We'd plan to go on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from someplace up the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. And if corporations make a buck, then they don't give a flying. Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck. Today it makes you sigh. 'Cause when you buy an American pie, now your granny didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai. With the apples engineered to be juicy, not dry, but the crust is made of cardboard and lye. I don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Oh, did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I guess I could have told you so. And the reason that you're looking wan is some guy took bribes in Sichuan, and you just ate a little piece of toe. And all those toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze because he's laced with the PCBs. But far when I hold my new cheap DVR, I'd even chew that gum called guar. It's plain
to see that I'll buy my stuff for a young guy. I drove a Chevy, but it's heavy and the price is too high. Soon $20 will get you a new car from Shanghai. And honey, that will be the day that we die.
In 2008, Rick Perry compared homosexuality to alcoholism. What does Rick Perry have against beer? Is he back in the pocket of Mexican cocaine cartels? The Lone Star State was named after a beer, not a rail. Vote for Wendy Davis, someone you can have a beer with. Send a message that we don't need dog-hating, crackhead coke dealers in Austin that don't like beer.
The final edition presents a public service message from the National Denier Service.
Here at the NDS, we've been getting a lot of calls asking if the Oklahoma tornadoes are the result of global warming. The best answer is that scientists disagree. Both real scientists and the ones paid for by right-wing front groups with bland patriotic names funded by the Koch brothers. We simply don't have enough information about tornadoes, weather, or bland patriotic front groups to make an informed decision. Most of what we know about tornadoes comes from The Wizard of Oz and Twister, one a classic and the other not even available on Netflix. Trying to formulate national policy based on a mishmash of the Lollipop Guild and Helen Hunt is itself a natural disaster. As deniers, we know that denial itself is like a tornado, demolishing some truths while preserving others. David Koch is very much like a twister, except twisters don't make big donations to the institutions they subvert. So the next time a tornado hits, do what Dorothy did. Lie on your bed and wait for your black and white farmhouse to take you someplace better. With any luck, you'll make it to that Disney CGI Oz and get to hang out with the magical James Franco.
The preceding announcement was paid for by Americans for Preceding Announcements, a bland patriotic front group funded by the Kochs.
The final edition presents What If Donald Trump Were Socrates. We take you to Greece in the year 408 BCE.
Donald, I pray thee explain. What is wisdom? Is it when we realize how little we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us?
You are a total lightweight. Only a total lightweight would ask me that question. You are dumb, and you are stupid, and you are a lightweight.
Pray thee, Donald, you don't have to be a dick about it. Why do you sit in the public square begging for attention if you are just going to yell at people?
Listen, I don't have time for you. I have dinner reservations at 2 o'clock and I gotta change my suit.
You're having dinner at 2 o'clock.
And then I'm having another dinner at 5 and I gotta change my suit for that. I am very important and I wear many expensive suits.
And so his students walked away enlightened.
But the yellow rose of
Texas voters want to know why Wendy Davis doesn't use hairspray. Did Rick Perry buy it all up? And why does he buy it from China? Are you tired of all the chandeliers, pink cowboy boots, and Chinese hairspray? Doesn't sound very Texas to me. Vote Wendy Davis for governor.
Testing, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. I'm so in love with you.
Barry?
Michelle?
Who are you talking to, Barry?
Nobody. Please, call me President of the United States, Barack Obama.
But I always call you Barry. Barry?
You never know who might be listening, Michelle.
There's nobody listening. You're the president.
Of course not. Nobody's listening, and by nobody, I certainly don't mean a low-level NSA analyst who is tapping this call without authorization of the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Barry, have you been sampling what's in the back of my organic garden?
Honey, you know it's been years since I was in the Choom Gang. Well, yeah, the stuff in the very back.
Well, while I have you on the line, can I go ahead and confirm lunch with the Bidens this Thursday at 12?
Honey, I told you I'm disappointing my base Thursday at 12.
Oh, yeah. What about at 1?
At 1, I'm not violating international airspace or international law by flying a drone into a country I can't disclose at this time.
Is it Yemen?
Michelle, please, don't name the countries I'm not flying drones into.
I told you on Monday, it's Thursday at 12.
Michelle, last Monday, on a call that began at 7:51 p.m. and ended at 8:03.5 p.m., you said, and I quote, muffled, I'd like to have lunch with the Bidens, but on a date of your choosing, end quote.
Where did you get that quote?
Well, I didn't mine data from the NSA, if that's what you mean.
And I suppose all of our phone conversations have been monitored?
No, honey. That would be just plain wrong. Only since 2009.
You're the first president to use the NSA to spy on his own wife?
You say that like it's an encroachment on your Fourth Amendment rights.
It is an encroachment on my Fourth Amendment rights.
Well, it's mild.
Encroachments can't be mild. What's next after mild? Spicy?
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone knows medium comes after mild.
Barry, you can't label your constitutional violations like salsa.
Why not? Is it trademarked? Guys, you want to look into this?
Would you stop talking to the NSA when I'm talking to you, Barack?
What's with the Barack all of a sudden?
My Barry would never act so much like George W. Bush.
I'm nothing like George W. Bush. I've expanded personal data collection way beyond what that guy ever did.
Your National Security Agency is like Big Brother meets Get Smart.
Michelle, please. I don't have a phone in my shoe.
Well, I need a cone of silence, and so does the United States.
Low-level operatives of the NSA, I'm sorry you had to hear that. I'd like to close this way. She's gone. Oh, better look at her face and she's gone. Oh, be the devil to her face and she's gone. She's gone. What went wrong?
She's gone.
Hey, I mean praying's for church, huh? Come on.
I haven't seen you in church lately.
Well.
Rick Perry said freedom of religion doesn't mean freedom from religion, as long as it's his religion. Is that why Rick Perry blew up 4 churches with an unregulated fertilizer bomb in West Texas this year? The wrong kind of church? Vote Wendy Davis for the next governor. Wendy Davis won't blow up your church.
Drinking if I was you. I'd head to the bar, beer joint, or whiskey store.
it till they do. Hell, I'm a-thinking that I'd be drinking if I was you. Stay there for a while.
If I was you,
I'd go honky-tonk in Hank Senior style. It sure beats being sad and feeling blue. Hell, I'm a-thinking that I'd keep drinking if I was you. Faster than blinking, you could spin your last licking where the glasses are clinking. If you feel you're a-sinking, hell, I'm a-thinking that I'd keep drinking if I was you.
Words to Live by Red State Update. You know, those guys are surprisingly funny.
Yeah.
And prolific. Prolific. They've been around for a while. Bringing up the Beatless. I'm hoping they're not going to cuss too much. I'm just going to talk over them. Well, since the break, we heard from Will Durst and Radio Collapse by Rebecca Miles from the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special. Gorge Limmerman phone calls was Red State Update.
That was
good, wasn't it? Capital Steps did American Pie. National Denier Service. What if Donald Trump was Socrates and Barack and Michelle number two was from the Final Edition Radio Hour? And we ended up with I'd Start Drinking If I Were You. I don't know how your week's been, but it's been a good week for satire. I don't know if you noticed, but I have been auditioning for the Democratic National Party to do hit pieces. I can say what you're thinking in the deepest, darkest parts of your heart. I'm looking for work, so I think the Democrats need to hire me because you guys really suck at tearing down the enemy, and that is your downfall. So, you can contact me. I'm everywhere. My real name is Scooter. This has been the Inner Side Radio program. Actually, I have a podcast called Skeptiles where we sort of pick on Jesus and New Age wankers. What do you got? We'll pick on it. Last week we did Texas, legislating the Dark Ages. Paul Offit, medical guy, versus Charlie the Fraud Rose. We went through the helicopter pastor story from right here in Houston without one single gay porn joke. And the founder of the Minutemen border militia, did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, the founder of the border militiamen, the founder, multiple child molestation charges. It didn't surprise me since he was a kindergarten teacher for so long. And he threatened to kill his family like six or seven times. You know, another great right-wing icon beats the dust. Hear all about it on skeptowels.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. This has been the Inner Side Radio program, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head.